Are you getting the picture? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In southern Lebanon, Hezbollah bulldozers are clearing roads and rebuilding villages. Hezbollah relief workers with clipboards and walkie-talkies are handing out $10,000 to every family that returns. You see what this is? They want to show they can do in Lebanon what the U.S. couldn't do in Iraq. Of course, they have an advantage. They don't have to face down the terrorists because they are the terrorists. Meantime, Lebanese officials will not be disarming Hezbollah, but rather try to take control while Hezbollah keeps its weapons. It's the Second Amendment, only better. You see, in America, we just get handguns and rifles. Hezbollah gets to keep grenade launchers, mortars, and Katyusha rockets. Now that's freedom! And as the refugees stream back, under orders from Hezbollah to return, you begin to get the picture. They're setting up the ducks again. The barker at the shooting gallery is setting up the ducks again. They order the people to come home, hand them money, and they wait, all paid for by Iran. And if there's any doubt about why Iran is paying for all this, just remember what Iran's president told Mike Wallace about the creation of Israel.
Why, on the pretext of the Holocaust, they have occupied Palestine? If an atrocity was committed in Germany or Europe for that matter, why should the Palestinians answer for this? They had no role to play in this.
You see? And so to rescue these innocent people, he has arranged for the noble warriors of Hezbollah to deliberately place them in the crossfire. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.